Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Killett, your host. I think the microphone's open in the studio. I'm not sure. No, I thought I heard a microphone noise coming through. Okay. Welcome back. Tim Staples back with us. Open forum. Your call's welcome. But I do want to give you an update on the last hour because will you all stop doing this to Tim? Just once when he's on, could we meet the match like at a half hour and then Tim can just relax? But we went well past the match there in the last few minutes.
Came in the last few minutes.
I know, but I know it's like the Tim Staples punishment or something. Like, I'll call, but I'd like him to wait till 59 minutes past the hour.
They don't like me.
No, I know that's clear. Clearly, they don't like you. They just gave you $23,000. So thank you so much. God bless you for that. $23,000 in the first hour.
And I have to say thank you to Anonymous. I know she didn't want her name said on air, but my goodness, Anonymous in Akron sent that $5,000, and we are so grateful. I mentioned Guadalupe from Odessa. Thank you for that $1,500. We had $2,000 earlier. You guys are absolutely awesome, I tell you, because every hour you come through.
Yeah.
It is incredible. I tend to be the pessimist when Cy tells me we got 30 minutes or 15 minutes left and we're halfway. I'm like, But anyway, folks, please, can you get on the phones right now? We've got a bunch of open lines at 888-291-8000. And I did want to mention that I had talked to a young woman who had called about donating her body for science or in general.
And is 84 a young lady to you?
Yes, 84 is
okay,
a young,
I just want to be clear.
A young spry lass.
Okay.
But... someone had said they thought that I was not charitable when I responded. And if I sounded a little bit light or lighthearted, you know, that was not intended. What I intended to do is answer the question about
I did not pick up on that.
Yeah, and the answer is yes, you can as a Catholic. So I hope everybody's okay with that. But folks, with that, we really need your help right now at 888-291-8000 because we have a brand new
$20,000
match. And so now I'm going to challenge those callers who you know you should have called in that $10,000 gift. Last hour, you need to call it in now. Can you get on that phone right now at 888-291-8000 and let's get off to a good start? And also, folks, we really do need to take serious the blessing we have here at Catholic Answers. We have so many donors who have generously donated this $20,000. And on top, am I right? We also have the special challenge for folks to be monthly donors. So once again, this hour, if you give that $25 a month, come on, folks. You know, nowadays, that's a couple of, maybe three cups of coffee nowadays, you know.
Just don't get any cream or sugar.
$7 cups, you know, in some places now. It's insane. But the point is, $25 a month, just forego that three cups of coffee and give the $25 a month, and you've given $900 toward the propagation of the faith, my friends, at 888-291-8000. And I know there's somebody that can give $100. Maybe there's somebody that's giving $50 right now, and you can double your gift to $100 a month. Now, for first-time $100 givers, we mentioned, that's $3,600 if you give $100 a month.
Because it's tripled right
It's tripled right now. But if you're giving $50 a month and you double it, you're going to get tripled that $50. So that is like $1,800. Am I correct?
I have no idea if you're correct. I can't do that kind of math while I'm on the air, Tim.
Yes, but I am correct.
All right.
That's a $50 a month increase.
The booth thinks you're correct. They all said science. They all look at me like I'm a moron. Is this the first time it's occurred to you that
Okay. He's not a math major, folks.
No.
But the point is, if you can double that that $50 gift to $100, you're talking about giving a brand new $1,800. There's so many ways you can help us right now. But most important, we only have three callers right now, and we've got to get off to a good start here at 888-291-8000. Remember, you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and get right to the front of the line because there is no line at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000. Singapore, Rufina in Singapore. Thank you so much for your pleasure. I have no idea what time it is in Singapore, but it's early in the morning in Singapore. And Rufina picked up the phone and called or went online. I'm not exactly sure how Rufina did it, but thank you so much for your pledge of support. This radio program is heard all around the world on lots of different networks that are on the internet, networks that are on radio, of course, satellite radio because of EWTN, all apps. Yeah. And so I'd like to acknowledge Singapore because we don't hear too from too many people
from
Singapore.
Amazing to me, Cy, is I can go, and I've been all around the world. I've been to 5 different continents, and it's amazing that I'll go to Malaysia. And I remember being on the plane and going, am I going to get off this plane and nobody's going to be there? Who knows me in Malaysia? And the churches are packed. It's because of this internet thing, EWTN thing. Man, it's everywhere. You go to the Philippines. Steve Ray and I went to the Philippines. We had packed houses. We filled a stadium at one place. Yes, it was a cockfighting stadium, so it wasn't absolutely huge, but it was like 3,000-4,000 people. It just incredible, my friends, what the impact of Catholic radio all around the world. We go to Australia. The first time I went years ago, packed everywhere, folks. And it's because of people like you who pick up the phone at 888-291-8000 and give. Folks, we need you right now. We've only got 2 callers on the line. We need you. Now, we have 12 that are receiving calls, but we only have 2 on call right now. So pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. And I'm going to challenge you guys. I know there's some $1,000 givers out there. There's a $2,000 giver out there. There's a $5,000 giver. And I know we have that $10,000 giver. And how about a $20,000 giver? But don't you stop. See that? They're not calling in and giving the $25 gift because I'm asking for the $20,000. No, we need the $25 gift and we need the $20,000 gift.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. I'm going to go to the phones right now and more folks with questions for Tim. Take advantage of this time when there are lots of lines open and it's early in the hour to help us towards that $20,000 match. If we can use up the matches, we're usually doing pretty well. It takes $220,000. That's what I can tell you. $220,000 to run this show for the next 3 months, to pay for all the lights, for all the technical people, everybody who's in front of a microphone. Everybody who's behind a microphone, cameras, everything. $220,000 a month. If you work in media, you know that's nothing. I mean, that's pennies compared to what most. I feel very confident that what we do makes a difference that goes far beyond $220,000 in value. But that's what we got to raise, and if we can stay on target each hour, we'll get there. 888-291-8000. All right, enough of that. I am going to. I have $220,000 for 3 months. Did I say per month? Okay, no, for 3 months. We're funded for three months for $220,000. I apologize if I said the wrong thing. Daniel's in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. And let me just make sure we've got Daniel there with us. Daniel, are you here with us?
Yeah.
Hello, Daniel. How old are you?
I'm 8.
Oh, my goodness. I've got a son, Anthony, who is 8 years old. I love that age. So what's on your mind, Daniel?
What would happen if he die in a state of mortal sin wearing the scapular with a promise?
Gotcha. Let me repeat that. If you didn't catch that, Daniel is asking a really good question because, we who wear the scapular, there is a promise that if you wear the scapular, you won't die in mortal sin. That is a promise. So what happens if you die wearing a scapular and you are in mortal sin? Well, Daniel, I'm going to use an analogy here to help you to understand this. Okay, Daniel? The promises of God are always contingent upon our response. Well, that's not an analogy. That's a fact. They're always contingent upon our cooperation, okay? Now, here's the analogy. Think of this, Daniel. In Mark 11, verse 24, Jesus says, whatsoever things you pray for, when you ask, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Woo, right? Does that mean, Daniel, that I could pray right now for $1 million? And if I believe it, that means I'm going to get it. And the answer is not necessarily, right? Because, Daniel, whenever we talk about any promises in the context of Scripture or our Catholic faith, all of these promises have to be taken in the context of all the promises of God and all of sacred Scripture as it's understood within the church. And so, yes, Jesus says, whatsoever things you pray for when you ask, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. But if you go over to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, John adds a little something. And he says, whatever things you ask for, if it be according to God's will, he hears it. And if he hears it, you know you have the things you've petitioned. So did you catch that? There's a little addition there. If it be according with God's will. And in the same way, the prayer or the promise of the scapular is powerful. That means you wear that scapular, you're going to get graces because you're participating in all the prayers of all the Carmelites all around the world in union with their awesome spirituality. And so you're going to get massive amounts of graces to keep you from falling into mortal sin. But ultimately, my friend, we still have free will. And anyone can choose to resist the grace of God at any time in their lives. And if they do, they will reap the consequences. So the answer is yes, if someone dies in mortal sin, even if they have the scapular on, they would still go to hell. Do you understand that, brother?
Yeah.
Yes, that promise is powerful, but it's always, always contingent upon our response. Remember, Jesus promises eternal life to everyone, right? He came to save everyone, but he doesn't force anyone. We have to respond to his promise of eternal life. All right. Well, folks, you know what? There's a question from an 8-year-old that really deserved an answer. Amen?
Sure did, yeah.
Because it's not only 8-year-olds. We get that question from a whole lot of 88-year-olds that have the same question, folks. And this is why we're here at Catholic Answers, to bring Catholic answers. That is, we give people not Cy Kellett's opinion, Tim Staples' opinion. And as Carl Keating used to say, if you're going to give your opinion, Tim Staples, you tell the folks, this is my opinion. And Carl used to say, and keep the opinions to a minimum, would you? You know, we need to present the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics, because that's what changes people's lives. Not the opinions of men, but the word of God. So folks, can you help us to bring this word to the world right now? We need your help. We only do this every 3 months. And right now we have absolutely nobody online right now. Nobody has called, and we need your help, because to say we're 15 minutes in and to say that we're behind, we're worse than we were last time.
Yes.
Okay. Last hour. So we need your help right now at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. And please, folks, remember, you are the one that God is asking. Don't worry about your neighbor or if it, God's asking you, can you give that $5,000 right now? Can you give that $1,000 right now? Can you give? Let's break out here. Is there somebody that can give $20,000 right now? And I'll guarantee you, I said this before, Cy, on Judgment Day, you are not going to be sorry. Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. If you can give $25 a month, or if you can give $20,000, we need to hear from you.
I'll tell you what, we made the match last hour, and it's because it went just the way that we always say it's got to go, which is lots and lots of folks with a $20 a month pledge, or it's a $10 a month pledge, a $15, maybe a $50 here and there, you know, and then a few who can do $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. When those two things both happen, we've never failed.
That's
we've
right.
never failed. So thank you very, very much for that. 12 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. Let me just set it up for you again, what we're doing this hour. Every 3 months, we come to you for 6 hours. We just use part of those hours between taking calls to ask you for your financial support so we can continue to do what we do, which is to produce this program. The total that we need is $220,000. We break that into hours, and we have a match this hour of $20,000. So we anybody who calls up, you make a dollar pledge, you make a $10,000 pledge. It's all going to be matched dollar for dollar this hour. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. 2918000. But if you make a monthly pledge, and it's a new monthly pledge, you call up, you say, I can do $18 a month, I can do $13 a month, I can do 10, whatever it is. It's going to be tripled because it will be that it goes into that $20,000 dollar for dollar match, but there's another donor who has given us matching money for new monthly pledges. So please make those new monthly pledges. I am not going to keep saying it because I know you want to listen to Tim answer questions. You don't want to listen to me, but I do want to thank a couple folks. Harold.
Amen.
From Eaton, Ohio. First time monthly donor. And that means his pledge just got tripled, $10 a month.
Amen.
Tripled. Jamie from Oklahoma, he said, the guys on the show helped me so much. And I know when I hear that mostly he's talking about me, but these other guys, they do a good job too. I don't want you to... Tim's not paying attention to me. Tim's he's in his own world. 888-291-8000. So it is me, I guess. Thank you, Jamie, very, very much. Hey, nine lines open right now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Please fill up the lines. Twice in the last hour, we filled up the lines. When that happens, we're in good shape. Let's make a little blitz here and fill up those lines. And please remember, anybody who gives on the first day, you're really helping us out on the third day. Because on the third day, all the people who are like me who procrastinate and procrastinate, they're going to need a line to call. So giving them that line. It's like you're giving us their donation and your donation right now. 888-291-8000. Going to Massachusetts, Ronyell in Massachusetts, watching on YouTube. Welcome. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Adult taking the call.
Oh, we're happy to have you.
Welcome. Yes.
Thank you. And I was, my question simply speaking, I was reading a sermon of St. Alphonsus Liguori.
Yes.
The other day, and he said, and he cited Council of Trent saying how we need, I'm not sure if it was just his opinion, how we need more than sufficient grace that God gives in order for our salvation. And I was just wanting simply speaking, because I know that it kind of relates to predestination. There's a lot of different matters on the church, and it potentially need more than sufficient grace.
Right, gotcha. Okay, well, the Catholic Church magisterially does not use the language of sufficient and efficacious grace. That's a high-level theological discussion between Dominicans, especially, and Jesuits, and also Franciscans, and you can get into all sort of, let's say, the rarefied atmosphere of theologians, and they'll fight like crazy over it. So from a Dominican's perspective, yes, you need efficacious grace. And I would say the Jesuit would agree, but there's a disagreement over the nature of efficacious grace. So what I like to do, I love engaging, me and Carlo Broussard, he is very Thomistic. We have engaged in this dialogue many, many times in the office. And it's a fruitful dialogue, but the bottom line is, my brother, present what the Catholic Church teaches. For example, Gaudium et Spes, section 22, paragraph 5, says this: for since Christ died for all men, and since the ultimate vocation of man is in fact one and divine, we ought to believe. That's the church saying, you need to believe this, all right?
Yes.
Knucklehead Psychelet, he's talking to you. The church is talking
to
you,
that's
right?
The footnote, the knucklehead Psychelet part. That's the footnote. Right.
For since Christ died for all men, and since the ultimate vocation of man is in fact one and divine, we ought to believe that the Holy Spirit, in a manner known only to God. Can I emphasize that a little bit more? Only to God. In other words, we're departing from the arguments of efficacious and sufficient grace where we have to figure it out down to minutia. And what the church is saying, we ought to believe that the Holy Spirit, in a manner known to God, only to God, offers to every man the possibility of being associated with this paschal mystery, right? And so what does that mean? God wills everyone to be saved, meaning God gives, I'll use the word, enough grace for every person to make it to heaven. Anyone who goes to hell, my friend, it will not be because God didn't give the grace. In fact, the Council of Trent, Session 6, Canon 17, says this against John Calvin, that no one can say they haven't been given the grace of justification. The question is, did they cooperate with it? So, you know, again, it doesn't, I encourage folks to get involved in the efficacious, sufficient grace discussion because it helps us to think. It's wonderful. It helps you to dive deep. But just remember, my friend, God gives enough grace to every person to get to heaven. If you or anybody else, anybody listening, or Tim Staples or Cy Kellett ends up in hell, it's not going to be because God didn't give the grace. It's going to be because we did not cooperate with that grace. And folks, is this important or what? We're talking, thank you, brother, for your call. It's so important. We're talking about salvation here, and we do it every day at Catholic Answers. Do you want souls to go to heaven? Let me tell you, Catholic Answers, that's what we're all about, is bringing people the fullness of the gospel. Why? People ask me, Tim, why'd you become Catholic? To save my soul.
Yes.
I didn't want to be Catholic. I was happy as an Assembly of God youth pastor. I was happy as can be, but I ran into this crazy Catholic who presented the fullness of the gospel to me, and I fought it with everything I had. But when I submitted to God's grace, oh, did I find a pearl of great price in the Catholic Church, folks. And that's why I love sharing with you guys any chance I get this pearl of great price that we have. So, folks, right now, we are once again falling behind. We are further behind than we were in the last hour, so we need your help right now. We need to be able to answer that last caller. It's such an important question, but we can't do it unless you guys help us. 888-291-8000. Please, right now, we need somebody to give that $25 a month gift. And remember, that becomes $900 just like that. $25 a month, because it's going to be in effect tripled, becomes $900. That $100 a month gift becomes $3,600. That $50 a month gift becomes $1,800. I mean, what a deal, Cy Kellett, to be able to just give that much and it becomes so much. But can I ask one more time? Do we have that $20,000 giver at 888-291-8000? That's 888-291-8000. Do we have that $10,000 giver? And I know we've got more than one $5,000 giver. We've got a $2,000 giver. We've got a $1,000 giver. But you know, when I say a $1,000 giver, remember, if you give $25 a month, you give $900.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you give $30 a month and you're at $1,000. I mean, that, wow, there are so many different ways you can do it. But most importantly, folks, we need you to call now, please. We've only got two people that have that are on the phone. Oh, number three just jumped on there. But we've got 11 open lines at 888-291-8000. We need your call now.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Tim said if someone called and gave $5,000 that he would say their name on the air.
Amen.
But I don't think you're going to do it, Tim. I don't think you're going to say the name.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Anonymous. I love that name, Anonymous. Anonymous from Texas just gave $5,000. Thank you, my brother or sister, so much. Do we have one more out there that can give that $5,000? That's going to help us to get out of this ditch we're in right now so we can get up to that $20,000 match. Thank you, Anonymous from Texas. But, folks, get on the phone at 888-291-8000. Let's jump on Anonymous's back, right?
Yeah.
And or jump on his shoulders and leap off and give that $10,000 gift or that $5,000 gift.
888-291-8000. What that does is in connection with all the other gifts that we received in the first half of this program, we're halfway there now. We're halfway there. So we're back on track fully to fully use up the $20,000 dollar for dollar match, which is our benchmark for the
hour. So that means we're up. We're actually ahead of where we were in the last hour.
Yes, thanks to one guy in Texas.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Tim Staples, our guest. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, and we only come to you four times a year. We use 6 hours of programming, and then we try to take a lot of calls in between asking you for your pledges because we want to continue to keep doing our job. That's the important thing, actually. Right now, we're asking you to be part of the team that brings Catholic Answers all over the world now, all over the world. As Tim said, not with just our opinions, not with just our ideas, not just, no, with the simple, straight, clear presentation of the teachings of the Catholic Church, which really is, they are amazing. And people are constantly amazed by them, drawn into relationship with Jesus, drawn into the sacramental life of a Catholic because of what they hear. And we need you to be part of that. It's Amen. It's a team. It really, I mean, it's hard for us to describe it. I know people don't quite get it, but we don't have a lot of money in the bank.
No.
We just sit around and wait for you to give the money so we can keep doing what we're doing. And Amen. So that means to us, it really actually feels like a partnership. It does not feel like, I don't know, like we're doing the job on our own or something like that. We get the experience of being completely dependent on donors, and we have that experience.
Yes.
We're going to take a two-minute break. Perfect time for you to call, 888-291-8000. $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match for all pledges this hour, 888-291-8000. This year, the Catholic Answers Conference turns its attention to the question of God in an age of unbelief. Join us September 21st through 24th in San Diego for I Believe in God, featuring very special guest Scott Hahn and an all-star lineup of speakers. Spend four fun days with your favorite Catholic Answers apologists. Seats are still available, but going fast. Use promo code EARLY to save $50 and register today at CatholicAnswersConference.com.
If you're not a Bible scholar, the full message of how the Sunday Mass readings fit together can be tough to comprehend. Apologist Carlo Broussard is here to help. Join Carlo every Friday for the Sunday Catholic Word Podcast. In each episode, he unpacks the scripture readings for that Sunday and brings them all together so you can better understand and defend the faith. Visit SundayCatholicWord.com to subscribe. That's SundayCatholicWord.com.
Want to know more about the origins of the Catholic Church? Joe Heschmeyer explores the beginnings of Christianity. In the early church was the Catholic Church. Joe digs deep into the words and actions of those who lived right after the apostles to refute anti-Catholic claims of how the faith was lived back then. Order your copy of The Early Church Was the Catholic Church today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
As Catholic apologetics have gotten stronger, Protestant responses have gotten stronger as well. And now they have their own answers to rebut the standard Catholic proofs. Don't fret, we've got you covered. In his new book, Meeting the Protestant Response, apologist Carlo Broussard gives well-reasoned biblical answers to Protestant comebacks. Order your copy of Meeting the Protestant Response today at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Actually having a lot of fun. It's wonderful. I'll tell you what. There is a certain kind of stress that comes with asking people to support us financially because it's in your hands. It's not in our hands. So there's a certain amount of – but there's also a real joy that comes with it because there's so many good and kind people. There's Amen. So many people that will help, and it just makes you feel so good. And we really – the gratitude is palpable around here. As a matter of fact, I've often said this, and I do mean it. One of my favorite times at Catholic Answers – is those few minutes after we go off the air on the pledge drive where people share the stories. They go, I heard from this guy. He's driving a truck and he pulled over and then tell the guy's story. It's just wonderful. It really does feel like a family doing this. And so I want to express that gratitude. We do have a long way to go this hour, but we're doing great. You know, I don't want you to feel otherwise. We are doing just great. We've got $10,000 to raise this hour, and we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. This half hour, right. We have $10,000 left to raise in the next half hour. 888-318-7... No, I beg your pardon. I got excited, and I gave the wrong number. 888-291-8000. That's the number to go to make your pledge. 888-291-8000. Our colleagues have stopped doing what they usually do. They're taking a break and they're waiting for your call. They'd love to talk with you. Share your story if you like, or tell them I got to be done quickly. Either way, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Joining me in studio now, the president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. Hello, Chris Check. You're not wearing flannel.
No, Si. I thought I had to save that for flannel panel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Save that flannel.
This is a new shirt, though.
I know.
I got some fishy shirts lately.
You have very good taste in shirts, or Jacqueline does. I don't know which one of you.
It's all her.
Is it?
888-291-8000. Si, to make your gift. Now, call. There are open lines, my friends. And what Si said is true. The entire staff is on the phones right now. So you might call and talk to David Matheson, Director of Development, or Chris Costello, Head of IT. I mean, you think about a place like Catholic Answers, and it's got apologists. And
why you pick the two people they'd least like to talk to?
Oh, come on.
Pick somebody engaging.
Chris Costello is fun to talk to. So is David.
Sorry, Chris. I apologize. I'm only kidding.
I mean, but we have a lot of sophisticated systems here, just to in IT to run the radio program and the video department and just to keep track of the money that comes in the building and the accounting and Chris Costello makes sure that all runs seamlessly. So, or you might get Todd Aguiloro, who runs our press, or Siobhan Cruz Kelly, the world's best executive assistant, or Jordan Horner in development, any number of people. Yeah. Thomas Graff, you might get to talk to Thomas Graff.
Thomas the TikTok engine.
Mr. Social Media. And if you do call, say, Thomas, it's time to stop wearing the beanie inside.
And good luck if you say that to Thomas. Yeah. Since no one else has been successful.
888-291-8000. Let me say something else. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text Catholic to 24365. What you said at the beginning of this half hour, Si, is absolutely true. Dave Matheson noted this a couple, 3 weeks ago when our board was in town. And he said, Catholic Answers is unique among charities in that most or possibly all of the people who support us are people who have benefited from us. I mean, if you're planting, trees in the rainforest, I know we're all benefiting from that. We are.
I know I am.
Yes. Or doing something to save the ducks or that kind of thing. That's great.
Save the ducks. Well, isn't there? No, that's not a thing,
no,
save
there,
the ducks.
There is. There's save the ducks.
Is there? Okay. Yeah. Well, good. It's Ducks oh, okay. Unlimited. I like ducks.
Or how about this? The homeless shelter. You're donating to the homeless shelter.
There we go.
A lot of people who donate to the homeless shelter are, in fact, not homeless.
I see what you're saying.
But everyone, I feel it's certain, almost everyone, if not everyone who has supporting Catholic Answers has benefited from the work that you and Tim do, and not just you and Tim, Carlo, Trent, Jimmy, and then all the people behind the scenes, all the people on the inner side of that glass that make this such a smooth and really joyful operation. You said it's like a family. And so we're glad to have been able to help you, and I'm very grateful to all of you for helping us out, because without your support, the show stops.
It does. And it hasn't stopped yet for 25 years.
Amen.
So we are so grateful for that. Long way to go this hour. 7 lines open. That means 7 on calls with our colleagues, because 14 of them are ready to take your calls. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. And I was, I just want to say to Valerie, I was going to send Tim home. I was going to send him home, but he's having so much fun.
I'm refusing.
So which one of you
You know what I call Tim. He's the Labrador Retriever of Catholic Answers.
Tell me the qualities of a Labrador Retriever.
They do not stop. They do not stop. No. They literally will chase, speaking of ducks.
Yeah.
See, I knew we were going to bring this back.
Good.
They will chase ducks until, their heart fails or something. So.
Yeah, Tim will do that. Yeah. I've seen him do that, where it's like... we're on a tour somewhere, and Tim's doing talks, and somebody goes, "Oh, we got a chance to do another talk at midnight."
Let's go.
Okay, let's go. No, I'm like, Tim, I'll be in bed. Tim, you go. Yeah. All right. Rock, paper, scissors to see who's answering the question now. We're going to
Let's do it.
Which one of you is going to answer this question?
Tim is.
Tim is. All right.
I will. Right,
let's hit it.
Ruben in Indiana, listening on the Google Home. Oh, there's
and
a
this
new
is
one
another 8-year-old.
Ruben, are you there with us?
Yes.
And you are 8 years old, Ruben?
Yes.
All right. I love your sandwich.
Thank you for taking my call. And my question is, when we go to confession, because we say, "For these and all my sins, I am truly sorry," do all the sins that we did not say also, do they get forgiven?
And Chris Check knows this.
This is an excellent question, Ruben. And I'm glad you asked it, Ruben, because a lot of people who are listening to the show right now have the exact same question.
That's right.
And they want the assurance that their sins have been forgiven. Yeah. So the answer to your question is yes.
That's right.
Unless you are deliberately concealing a sin or deliberately concealing a grave sin or a mortal sin.
Correct.
Right? All of your sins are forgiven. When that priest says, I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, right, all your sins are forgiven. So that's a very good practice. And I like that formula that you use, Ruben, when you go to confession. Can you say that again? How do you say for these and...
What do you say, Ruben?
For these and all my sins, I'm truly sorry.
Yeah, very good. Beautiful. That's excellent.
You're a cool cat, Ruben.
You know what? And you know what, Ruben? To me, what Chris Check just explained very well is another way of Jesus saying, I love you.
Yes.
Yeah. He is not going to ask us to do the impossible. If you don't remember a sin, you can't just make yourself remember it, right? And so Jesus, remember that, Ruben. He asks you to do what you can do, and he will take care of the rest. God bless you. Thank you for your call.
Ruben, I'm going to tell you one more thing.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you one more thing, Ruben. And I did not know this when I was 8 years old. In fact, I learned it much, much later in life. The greatest of God's works is his mercy.
Amen.
Of all the things that God does, that he made the world, that he made the beautiful mountains here in Southern California and the wonderful Pacific Ocean and all the great composers who composed all that wonderful music, the Amen. Greatest of his works is his mercy. Amen. So go avail yourself of that mercy because God loves to give it,
yes,
and he's
he does.
Really good at giving it. So go once a week if you can. Pope St. John Paul, he went every day or something, I think.
Did he really?
He went a lot.
I heard twice a week,
and
I heard even more at times.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
So avail yourself of that grace. And Ruben, one more thing, brother. I just think you need to keep your heart open to God because one day he may say to you, Ruben, I want you to be a Catholic priest. Okay? Keep that in mind.
Ruben, they kept saying, and one more thing, Ruben. So I hope you were taking notes. I hope someone gave you a pad
and one
paper.
More thing, Ruben. But, were you going to donate to Catholic Answers?
No,
this is our radio drive.
We don't. Because, folks, we need you to call right now. We are behind the eight ball right here. Can you pick up the phone right now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com? And remember, Catholic, text Catholic. It's so easy to do. Catholic. To 24365, because we really do have to make this $20,000 match. We have 12 open lines right now, folks. We need your help.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. We've got lots of time to answer calls when we are able to fill up the phones. Because
Cy, do you think we have that we have another $5,000 gift out there. I know we do. And we have a $10,000 gift out there. We haven't had it come in yet, but it's going to come in, that $10,000 gift. And folks, remember, if you give that $1,000 gift or $2,000 gift, it instantly becomes $2,000 or $4,000. Don't forget, it's doubled. And if you give that, what a deal. You give that monthly gift, right? Didn't we mention $25 a month becomes $900?
Yeah.
$100 a month becomes $3,600, just like that. Folks, please pick up that phone. We need you now at 888-291-8000. We only have three callers on the phone right now. We have 12 waiting for your call.
888-291-8000. Let me give you, I haven't gone through the premiums, what we call them premiums here. They're gifts that we're able to give you from the Catholic Answers warehouse, basically, that we'd like to say thanks to you for your support. We'd like to give you the Society 315 t-shirt and car magnet and coupon to the store and all that. For anybody who can come in at a $10 a month or more level, you are a member of Society 315. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com right now, sign up. You're a member of Society 315. You get all that, and your pledge is tripled. If you
can I stop you there? Can I interrupt you, Cy?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Is that okay if I interrupt you? $10 a month. I do know there are some people listening to this program for whom that would be a financial burden.
Yes,
but sure. I'm gonna guess that for most of the people listening to the show, they could do $10 a month. And for the first year, as my friend Tim Staples said, and I had no idea he was as good at math as he is at apologetics, but as Tim Staples observed, that's $30 a month to us for the first year.
That's right.
So my friends, if you can do a minimum of 10 bucks a month, not only do you get a cool t-shirt and you get the Society 315 exclusive content that we give out, your gift is going to be 30 bucks a month to us for
think
the
about
first
that.
Full
so
year.
So $10 a month becomes $360.
And I really feel like most of the people doing the show can make Amen. That gift. And that and that is huge to us.
Yes.
My friends, when the apostolate has to plan out through the course of the year, knowing that steady income is coming in month after month after month, that really helps us with our planning. So please, if you've never given before, this is a great way to get started supporting Catholic Answers Live. Join the 315 Society. Start at 10 bucks a month. Of course, if you can do more, if you can do 25, that's wonderful. We'd love to have that. But let's get a lot of monthly givers. Let's get a lot of monthly givers.
We need to fill up the phones if we're going to make it this hour. There's 12 lines open, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. I'm glad that you made that brief interruption because it really is $10 a month is attainable for most people, and it's really important that people know that makes a huge difference to us.
By the way, can I say, this show is worth 10 bucks a month.
Yeah.
It is 100% worth $10 a month. Amen. My friends, if you think...
Otherwise, they wouldn't pay me that.
if you think of the benefit... How about this? Just say, I listen to the program. I don't know. Maybe you don't catch all 10 hours a week, but maybe you catch the show 3 times a week or something like that. Who knows? But over the course of a month, $10, this show I know has given you more than $10 just at the natural level of information.
Amen.
And yet also this show is a conduit of graces. I know that it is because we get testimony all the time from people who started as atheists and are now in the seminary. I got a letter right here from a young man. I shared it with you last week.
Yes.
Tim, from a young man. I will not say his name. He's a minor. He's 17 years old. He's a Baptist. And so I won't even say where he's from. His father is furious with him.
Yeah, we talked about it in the first hour.
That he's becoming a Catholic. And you did it.
I mean, the folks who gave did that.
Yes,
I mean,
all of you who are supporting brought this young man to the church.
And he's so happy to be
his
a Catholic.
His father put his fist through the wall, threw him against the wall, and this young man, he may well have a vocation.
He says he wants to be a priest.
I mean, it's extraordinary. Folks, this is why you need to call right now. These are the kinds of things that you can't put a price tag on, folks. We have a young man whose life is transformed, may one day be a priest. And you know why? Because you chose to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. I mean, there's truth to that, because without folks donating, we're not here.
By the way, it's so easy to do. It's so easy to do, to pick up the phone, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000 right now.
Done in 90 seconds.
You will. Yeah, well, if you get me, it takes a little longer because I really am terrible at typing. But 888-291-8000. And okay, you know what, Tim? I want to follow up on something you just said there. You can't put a price tag on it. And that, in fact, is true.
Yeah.
Because I've told this story before. I was talking to a very well-to-do fellow, and he says, well, Chris, if I gave you $1 million and only one person became a Catholic, that wouldn't be very efficient. And I said, well, actually, that'd be a bargain.
Amen.
Right?
Oh,
but I feel like I could get you two. Well, actually, I feel like for the 25 years that this radio program has been broadcasted, I know thousands and thousands of people have come into the Catholic Church or been strengthened in their faith because of this program. And we're going to, God willing, we're going to meet them on the other side of the veil. And they're going to come to you and say, Tim Staples, thank you for the work that you did. And thank you, Mr. Donor in Akron, Ohio, or in Tallahassee, or whatever you are. Yeah. Thank you for supporting that radio program, because that's how I came into the church.
Yeah, and you know what, Chris? There's another factor here. There's the multiplication factor. When we go out and speak at parishes and whatnot, when we go to areas that have radio, our numbers go through the roof compared to areas that don't.
Yep.
And why is that? They hear us on the radio, they come, they show up, they bring their friends, they bring non-Catholics. I have seen Catholics come to my conferences, I mean Catholics, Protestants come with a chip on their shoulder, and then I come back there years later and the same guy comes and says, I'm Catholic. I mean, I could tell you story after story. But you know what? It all comes back to this radio broadcast.
And I want to follow up here on radio, Tim, because this, I think, is an important word. 888-291-8000.
We need your call now.
Yeah, we're running out of time, folks. We got 50 minutes left, and we got a long way to go.
888-291-8000.
Radio, Tim,
yeah,
as you know, because you've been in this business way longer than I have, and Cy, both of you know this. Radio is a unique medium,
yes,
for evangelizing.
Right.
When you're watching a TV program now, you may learn something, and there can be some edification on there, or even possibly some inspiration. But with a radio program, particularly a call-in show like Catholic Answers Live, and this is a superb call-in show, the callers are critical to the program. And this is why, my friends, because that caller represents all the people who are listening. Just like the young man there, Ruben, the famous maker of sandwiches, who called in there, the question that he was asking about confession, there were scads and scads of people who were listening to the program saying, I had that exact question. So you're invited into the conversation you are a listener to a radio program. And radio, especially call-in radio, has a unique capacity evangelize in a way that video does not.
Especially because you're so often alone in the car when you're listening. There's no one to be embarrassed in front of. Nobody
it's
you need
repetitive.
To impress.
And Pope Pius XI. Remember when he flipped the switch on Vatican Radio? And please, folks, we need you to call now.
Listen, there are still two lines open,
yes,
but thank you. Oh, one line open.
Nope,
no line. Oh,
all right, I'm going to the phones.
Awesome. Yeah, keep calling. Keep calling.
Right,
keep calling. Wait. Before,
real quick.
Before,
you and then I'm going to the phones.
888-291-8000. Keep calling, folks.
Stop calling.
We've only got 13 minutes left, and we've got thousands to go. How far do we have to go, Cy?
A long way.
Pius XI.
It's bad. It's bad.
It's bad in
here. Pope Pius XI said it when he flipped the switch on Vatican Radio. Many, many decades ago, he said that if St. Paul were alive today, he would be on radio.
Of course he would.
Why? Because Romans 10:17, Pope Pius XI said, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And the radio, there is a purity of the word. You're not distracted by Tim Staples' ugly face. You hear the purity of the word goes out over the airwaves. And I always think of Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them. This is a blessing, folks. And all of you that are calling right now, you are going to be a participant in all of the fruits of our labors.
888-291-8000. Laura in Morgan Hill, California, listening on Catholic.com. You've been waiting so long, Laura. Thank you for your patience. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
I don't know how I'm supposed to follow everything you guys have been talking about. Now I'm nervous and embarrassed.
Just give out the phone number. Just give out the phone number, Laura. That's all you need to do. No, go ahead.
It's
888-281-291. 8,000.
What's your question, Laura?
Thank you to everyone for donating. So the question is, I had a conversation with James McCarthy.
Yes.
Laura, I'm so sorry. All of a sudden, you're breaking up a little bit. Is there a way that you could get closer to the phone, or maybe I don't know if you're on speaker or whatnot? We're going to stay with you because you've waited a long time since last hour, I think. But can you try it again, Laura?
Go for it.
Is that better?
I think it is. Yes.
Okay. So I had a conversation with James McCarthy, and he had been talking about Dr. Scott Hahn's book.
Yes.
And I don't remember the exact what Dr. Hahn had written, but it's something like he had said a prayer. It was related to the Virgin Mary, and that the prayer was answered, and so Dr. Hahn converted.
But yes.
Jim said that Dr. Hahn's prayer had been intercepted by a demon.
Oh.
And that was, you know, that's what happened. And I didn't know how to answer that.
Right, right.
So I was just curious.
Sure. Well,
what would you guys have said?
Yeah, the way I would answer that is James is giving far too much power to the devil. The devil, you know, when we finally pass beyond this veil and we see God face to face, God help me if I am faithful unto death, we will see that the devil is just a little rugrat compared to the magnificence of Almighty God. And the idea of you know, the devil having more power than the Blessed Virgin Mary, and of course with James, MacArthur, we've got work to do to help him to be able to see the power of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who, because of her, yes, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Because of her intercession at the wedding feast of Cana, the apostles came to faith. Jesus was launched into his ministry and began to manifest his glory because of the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because of Mary at the foot of the cross, who cooperates with the grace of God, according to the prophecy of Simeon in Luke chapter 2, verses 34 and 35, everyone can be saved. You know, without getting into the details there, get my book, Behold Your Mother, and I'll
apart. Let's send her a copy.
We will. But my point is, you look at the Blessed Mother throughout the Gospels and then into the book of Revelation, where she's front and center at all of the most important events of salvation history, and you see Mary right in the center of it. To say the devil even comes close and can, you know, sort of intercept anything with relation to the Blessed Virgin Mary shows that we have a lot of work to do in evangelization, my friends, because Jesus, of course, is God. Mary is his mother. There's no power of the devil or demons that can even come close, all right? So we don't have to worry about that. But I would say about with Scott as well, there was more than just that one prayer. Read his book, Rome Sweet Home. He went through the scriptures line by line, precept by precept, that brought him into the faith. It was not simply one prayer to the Blessed Virgin Mary. But God bless you for your call.
But don't go anywhere, because we are going to send you the book.
Give your address to Edgar.
Yeah, what a delightful call, too.
It is. A delightful call. And folks, you know what? I say this all the time, Chris, but this is why we're here.
Yes.
Folks have real questions, and they need real Catholic answers, my friends. But we can't do it. You just heard. We have the ability here, because we've been at it a long time. Guys like Jimmy Akin and Joe Heschmeyer, who's ridiculously smart. Trent Horn, who is unbelievable. This is what we do. But you are the ones who empower us to be able to do it. So, folks, in these last few minutes, we've got a ways to go. We've only got 8 minutes. Please call. Do not stop calling. We've got 6 open lines at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. We need your help in these last few minutes, folks. Do we have that $5,000 donor? Come on, call us, that $2,000, that $1,000. And remember, that $100 a month giver, that's $3,600. Call us, 888-291-8000.
8 lines open. Did I do that math right there? 9 lines open?
888-291-8000.
7?
888-291-8000. Before you said Tim is as good at math as he is at apologetics, that is not true. Goodwill Hunting is not as good at math as Tim is at apologetics. 888-291-8000. Or go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. A bunch of lines open at the moment. And we're coming into the home stretch here. Perfect time for you to pick up the phone and call. They will stay on the phones after we go off the air for a few minutes until the phones stop ringing. People will stop answering them. So if you're just pulling up to the house now and you're thinking, I'll give a call when I get in, go ahead, dial. We'll be here. But you can also give all night and all day tomorrow at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Can we get Clayton?
Let me try real quick. Clayton.
Don't stop calling,
in
folks.
In Ontario, Canada, you're going to have to be super.
Really fast.
Just say the question,
while
Clayton.
People are calling. 888-291-8000. Yes.
Okay. Hey, so I've been talking to a Protestant
quickly
guy who comes to our group.
Yes.
And John 6:37, all that the Father gives to me shall come to me.
Yes.
To him that cometh to me I will not cast out.
Yes.
Is this, he was kind of asserting that.
Why do we need a church? Why do we
need the church?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Tim.
In fact, we don't need the Bible. We don't need it, because all the Father calls. It's a very important call. What Jesus is teaching there is first causality. That is, God the Father, Almighty God, is the first cause of our salvation. And there is a comfort there, because he is all-powerful. But what this fellow you're talking to fails to relate is that God the Father chooses to use us, you and I, as secondary causes. And that means real causation in the lives of other people to bring them into the will of the Father. And that's why we need the church. That's why we need the sacraments, my friend. It's not as though we can just toss everything away because the Father's going to do everything. He does it through us.
888-291-8000. My friends, when you call to donate to Catholic Answers, you're paying for amazing answers to questions like you just saw Tim do two in a row there. So thorough and succinct at the same time.
888-291-8000. Go safe and secure online all night or all day tomorrow at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And we're not there yet, folks, because look, we've got four more minutes, so don't stop calling. 888-291-8000. We want to be able to come on tomorrow and say we made it.
We'll see you then, God willing, right here on Catholic Answers Live.